The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the famous African-American comedian Jackie Moms Mabley, who was born Loretta Mary Aiken in 1894 in Brevard, North Carolina. Became famous on stage as the dirty old lady who liked younger men. Moms Mabley, who would say, "Ain't nothing an old man can do for me but bring me a message from a younger man." The first Academy Awards ceremony to be on television, 1953, on this day. Bob Hope was the host, and Cecil B. DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth won Best Picture. It's the birthday of the Russian novelist and dramatist Nikolai Gogol, born in 1809 in Sorochinsk in what is now Ukraine. Gogol wrote regularly for periodicals, was a journalist, wrote about his childhood in Ukraine, wrote about Ukrainian folklore, and came out with his first book, Evenings on a Farm near Dikanka, in 1831, which made him an overnight celebrity in the Russian literary world. He wrote a play, The Government Inspector, 1836, a satire of the bureaucracy of the Tsar, and then his masterpiece, Dead Souls, 1842. Nikolai Gogol also wrote two famous stories, The Nose, about a nose that disappears off the face of a man, is found by a barber, and then parades all around St. Petersburg, and The Overcoat, about a man who gets an overcoat and then dies of a broken heart when it is stolen. Dostoevsky once said, "We have all come out from under Gogol's overcoat." It's the birthday of the novelist Philip Roth, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1933, whose best-known character is Nathan Zuckerman, who appears in 9 of his novels, including American Pastoral and his most recent novel, Exit Ghost. Zuckerman is a novelist as well, and Philip Roth has said that the books featuring Zuckerman are like hypothetical autobiographies, ideas of what Roth might be doing. However, Philip Roth has said that Exit Ghost will be the final appearance of Nathan Zuckerman in fiction. In an interview after the book came out, Roth said about Zuckerman's departure, "Will I miss him? No. I'm curious to see who and what will replace him." And it was on this day, 1962, Bob Dylan released his debut album entitled Bob Dylan. Dylan was 20 years old, the album produced by John Hammond, who spent less than $500 to make it. Here's a poem for today by Robinson Jeffers, entitled Carmel Point. The extraordinary patience of things, this beautiful place defaced with a crop of suburban houses, how beautiful when we first beheld it, unbroken field of poppy and lupin walled with clean cliffs, no intrusion but 2 or 3 horses pasturing or a few milk cows rubbing their flanks on the outcrop rock heads. Now the spoiler has come. Does it care? Not faintly. It has all time. It knows the people are a tide that swells and in time will ebb and all their works dissolve. Meanwhile, the image of the pristine beauty lives in the very grain of the granite, safe as the endless ocean that climbs our cliff. As for us, we must uncenter our minds from ourselves. We must unhumanize our views a little and become confident as the rock and ocean that we were made from. Carmel Point, a poem by Robinson Jeffers from the collected poems of Robinson Jeffers, published by Stanford University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute, as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.